it gives me great pleasure to announce that the University of the Year is University of Glasgow.
This year, the Black Lives Matter movement has been a rallying cry for action to end enduring racial inequality. To play their part, universities need to confront their roles in perpetuating race-based disadvantage and, in some cases, their histories as institutions that profited directly or indirectly from the slave trade. The University of Glasgow took decisive action as long ago as 2016, commissioning a study to explore its own relationship with slavery, and the publication of the resulting report in September 2018 was accompanied by a pledge to spend $20 million in reparations, establishing a Glasgow Caribbean Centre for Development Research with the University of the West Indies, scholarships for ethnic minority students, and a far-reaching programme of research collaboration focused on the Global South. Glasgow's actions have not only led the way for the sector, but its work has fundamentally repositioned the institution, putting issues such as decolonising the curriculum at the heart of its next strategic plan. The judges hailed Glasgow as a hugely deserving University of the Year, adding that at a time when universities are too often on the back foot in public debates about value and relevance, Glasgow stood out as a shining example of what they should be. Institutions of courage and action, uniquely placed to tackle the biggest issues facing the world. Let's hear a few words now from Glasgow's Vice-Chancellor, Sir Anton Muscatelli.
I'm delighted to accept the award of University of the Year on behalf of the University of Glasgow, and I'm grateful to the judges of Times Higher Education for making us the University of the Year. This has been a tremendous initiative around historic slavery and reparative justice. It really has transformed our university. We were the first UK university to recognise those links by doing research into our background and by being open on what our historic links were. Of course, it's been difficult as a university to open up our archives and find out the truth of our history, but it's had an immense impact on our institution. It's had an impact on the way we teach. It's had an impact on the way we think of ourselves and we think about our history and interpret our history. Issues of race and issues of racial justice are now, of course, coming to the fore in our society, in the UK, but also more widely in the Western world. So for me, this is also a platform for how we achieve racial justice, not just our links around slavery, but what it means for today, for a university that is modern and wants to move forward, putting equality and justice at its heart. So the reparative justice that we're doing as part of this initiative is a start, but it's certainly not an end point.